Tonight's special sports coverage on Full Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
And a very pleasant good evening from the Portside Fieldhouse. Hi, everybody. I'm Rob Weaver here for Full Recovery and Minster High School Volleyball. Conference matchup between these two MAC schools. Both teams are looking for their first MAC win this year, so somebody's going to leave tonight with a victory in the conference record. Full Recovery comes in with a 6-5 overall record and 0-3 in the MAC. Minster is 5-7 overall and 0-3 in the MAC. It's not been a good night again for the Lady Indians. Younger kids, the freshman team lost in two sets to Minster, and the junior varsity lost in two sets, 27-25, 25-11 to Minster as well. So both the freshman and the JV teams losing here this evening to the Lady Wildcats. We'll be back with the start of the match tonight in just a moment, right after we pause for this here on J Country 101 Radio.
Your home is your biggest investment, and at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, good news for the Fort Recovery boys golf team. They qualified for the district tournament, coming in fourth place. They had to finish fourth to qualify, and they did just that. Had a nice round of 327. They were in sixth place after the first nine, which would not have qualified them for the district, but they came back and had a very nice second nine and move on to the district. Reese LaFever led the way with a 77. He was followed by Keegan Mullenkamp with an 80. Then we had Eli Leonards with an 84. Caleb Smith had an 86. A little bit off round for Caleb, but still a good round. And then Mason Diller had a 90. So again, Reese LaFever led the way with a 77, followed by Keegan Mullenkamp with an 80. Eli Leonard's 84, Caleb Smith an 86, and Mason Diller a 90. Again, the team does move on to the district. So way to go, Indians. Coach Dean Sanders is going to be a happy coach after that qualifying round today. Up front for the Indians, we have Cameron Mullenkamp, also Bridget Holman, and Fort Recovery's Carly Niekamp, and then we have Kayla Heitkamp's going to be serving. Also on the backside, we've got Kenna Dews and Kennedy Mullenkamp. Here's the first serve of the night. Full Recovery does have the serve. Kayla Heitkamp on the serve, and it's a good one. Here's the set for Minster. The hit back over, and Full Recovery is able to return it, and Cameron Mullenkamp got a kill. Way to go, Cameron. That ball was almost out of control when Minster hit it back to Fort Recovery, but Fort Recovery able to respond. Kayla Heitkamp picks up a service point. She will serve it again. And it's a let serve played by Minster. Okay. Here is the hit back over to Fort Recovery at the net. A battle. And give Carly Niekamp the kill on that one. Carly and the Lady Wildcats battling at the net, and Carly won out. Another serve for Kayla Heitkamp. 2-0, Lady Indians on top. Good serve there. Here's the dig and the set. Actually, it was hit over on the second hit. Here's Cameron Mullenkamp on a blast, and she gets the kill as she hit that right off of Sophie Dirksen for Minster. Number two on the kill department for Cameron, and that will give Kayla Heitkamp her third service point, and she'll serve again. 3-0 Lady Indians on top. Good start here against Minster tonight. Whoops. Oh, it was tipped. Minster tipped that. Otherwise, it was going to be out of bounds, but somebody touched it. And so it was a service ace for Kayla Heitkamp as it went out of bounds after being touched by Minster. Kayla will serve again. Good serve. Dug out by the libero, Ava Stevie. Here's a smash back. And it is they say it was out of bounds. They say that Carly Niekamp hit it out of bounds. Now they reverse it and say it was tipped. So give Carly the kill. Carly Niekamp gets the kill on the reverse call. Another service point for Kayla Heitkamp. There's a dig. Hit back over. And out of bounds by Ava Stevie. I'm going to have to double check on that. Timeout Minster. Fort Recovery has scored 6 straight points, 6 straight serves by Kayla Heitkamp. We'll be back here in just a moment on PG14 and J Country 101 Radio.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports, they're so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Action back in, and Minster breaks the serve. Side out Minster. And now they score a second point here. Serving is Brooklyn Osterlo. It's now 6-2. Minster trails by 4. Good serve there. Kenna Dews. Here's a free ball over by Niekamp. Here's the set by Minster. The hit over and the kill for Elise Lamb. Elise Lamb gets the kill. I did confirm it's Ava Stevie. Spells her name S-T-U-E-V-E, and I wasn't sure how to pronounce it there. Here's a smash by Cameron Mullenkamp. She gets a kill. Cameron Mullenkamp with the kill. And Fort Recovery gets side out at 7-3. Fort Recovery with the 4-point lead here. Cameron Mullenkamp, good serve. Dug out by the back line. Here's the set and the hit. Played by Kennedy Dews to Kayla Heitkamp. Here's Kennedy Mullenkamp on the punch over. Now a block by Fort Recovery. Carla Niekamp with a block there. Actually, it was a combination between Kennedy Mullenkamp and Carly Niekamp. Service point for Cameron Mullenkamp and an ace serve there. That makes it now 9-3. Fort Recovery, a nice big start here, leading by 6. Cameron Mullenkamp on the serve. Dug out by Minster. Here's the set and the hit over and the kill. Brooklyn Osterlo gets the set, and getting the kill was Candace Bergman for Minster. And side out Minster. They've cut the lead to 9-4 now. Ava Stevie serving for the Lady Wildcats. Good serve. Kennedy digs it out from the backside. Here's a smash by. Yep. Carly Niekamp gets a kill. Kennedy back to serve. 10-4 now. Here's a good serve, and it's an ace off of the wrist of Carrie Heckman. So an ace serve for Kenna Dews. It's her first ace serve of the night. And it's 11-4. Kenna will serve again. Dug out by Minster. Here's the hit back over to Fort Recovery. Cameron Mullenkamp passing to Kayla Heitkamp, who will set for Bryn Willman. And Willman gets the kill. Her first kill of the night. And that makes it now 12-4. One more for Kenna Dews. Good serve. Dug out by the libero. Here's the hit over by Minster. Kayla Heitkamp, second hits. Push, shoves it over. Here's a smash. Fort Recovery blocks it. Back to Fort Recovery. Kenna Dews to Kayla Heitkamp, who sets. And Bridget Homan on the smash. And they say it was tipped by Minster. So Fort Recovery has now taken a 13-4 lead. Timeout Minster. Lady Indians off to a whale of a start here. We'll be back in a moment on PG-14 J Country 101. Let's just say good luck to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians from Dr. Kim Vormore and all of the staff, including Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tan and Chrissy Hartz. All at Vormore Family Dentistry, located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Vormore Family Dentistry, the office of Dr. Kim Vormore, wishing the Lady Indians good luck in tonight's competition. Dr. Vormore would love to be your family's dentist. Again, Minster calling time out there. Lady Indians off to a whopping start here, leading 13-4 in the first set. Kenna Dews will serve again. And this is a good serve. An ace off of the fist of Carrie Heckman. Ace serve for Kenna Dews, her second ace serve in this service. It's now 14-4. Kenna Dews will serve again. Here's the dig, a battle at the net, and they're going to say Minster was in the net, so the point goes to Fort Recovery. Official said that Minster's Brooklyn Osterloh was in the net. Another serve for Kenna Dews. Good again. And there's an ace serve that went off the fist of the libero for the Minster Lady Wildcats, Ava Stevie, and it's another ace serve. Three ace serves in this service for Kenna Dews. It's 16-4 now. Lady Indians playing amazingly well here. Good serve. There's Stevie up to the net. Here's the hit back over, and there's the kill by Kirsten Williams. Give the assist to Brooklyn Osterloh. Williams gets the kill. That's side out now for Minster. Here's Carrie Heckman coming in to serve for the Lady Wildcats. Good serve dug out by Kenna Dews. Homan over to Cameron Mullenkamp. A very deep hit. Got it over. There's a smash back to Fort Recovery. And it's out of bounds. Madison Williams hit that one out of bounds for Minster.
This is Joe's
another
area using
service
public
point for Fort Recovery. And Bridget Homan will go back to serve now. Here's the set for Minster. The smash. A block by Willman. The set. The hit back over to Fort Recovery. Kenna Dews digs it out on the back line to Kayla Heitkamp. Here's Homan on a hit and got the kill. That probably should have been let go. I think that would have been out of bounds, but Minster did not do that. So Bridget Homan picks up another service point. Here comes the serve. And it's going to be free balling it over Minster. They got it over. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Kennedy Mullenkamp. The blast and the kill hits it through the block by Minster. Kennedy Mullenkamp. with a kill. It's now 19-5. Bridget Holman continues to serve. She's only a sophomore for this Lady Indian team. Good serve there. Ace serve again. Yep. Bridget Holman with another ace serve. Well, her first, but another ace serve for the team. It's the sixth one of the night for the Fort Recovery servers. 20-5 now. A blast at the net. Back to Minster. And there's a kill for the Lady Wildcats. I was unsure who actually hit that over. But it's now 20-6. Side out Minster. Lauren Tyler will go back to serve now for the Lady Wildcats. Lauren Tyler, service error in the net. But Minster just can't get anything going here. And everything's going right for Fort Recovery tonight. 21-6 now. Back to serve is Kennedy Mollenkamp, the senior of the Mollenkamps. Her sister is a sophomore. Good serve. Here's the dig and the set. Smash and the kill. Kirsten Williams with the kill. Give the assist there to Lauren Tyler. And going back to serve is Kirsten Williams. Bangs the ball on the floor. 21-7 is the score now. Fort Recovery in the lead. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Cameron Mollenkamp. She puts it down for a kill. Side out Fort Recovery. Bren Willman will go back to serve now. I'm not sure Minster's had 2 points in a row on offense tonight. There's a good serve again. Hit back to Fort Recovery, and it's hit out of bounds by Anna Cooney. Anna Cooney hits it out of bounds. And so Bren Willman picks up a service point. She'll serve again. 23-7 now. Good serve. Here's the dig. Hit back to Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mollenkamp and Kayla Heitkamp tried to hit it over on the second hit and didn't get it over the net. So point Minster, side out Minster. Now back to serve is Madison Williams. Madison's only a sophomore on this Minster team. Here comes the serve. It's a good one, dug out by Kenna Dews to the net. Kayla Heitkamp hits it over and got the kill. Kayla Heitkamp with her first kill of the night, and now back to serve is Kayla. 24-8, this is set point here. Indians leading 24-8 over Minster in set one. Good serve. Dug out by the Lady Wildcats. The hit back over to Fort Recovery. Here's the set by Heitkamp to Cameron Mollenkamp. Spikes it. Played by Stevie. Back over for Minster. Fort Recovery plays it. Here's a hit by Cameron Mollenkamp, and she gets the kill. And it's 25-8. Lady Indians win the first set rather easily, to be quite honest. Cameron Mollenkamp with the set kill. And it's 25-8 Fort Recovery on top. Congratulations, Lady Indians. What a start tonight. We'll be back in a moment right after this.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Kaut Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. Do you feel like you're just not moving as well as you used to? At Kaut Pharmacy, our trained staff can help you choose from our wide selection of durable medical equipment. We have walkers, wheelchairs, lift chairs, commodes, home oxygen, CPAP systems, and more. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery at 1201 Commerce Street. Call us at 419-375-7007 or visit us online at KautPharmacy.com. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Attention lawn enthusiasts. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery is slashing prices on their used lawnmowers, with some marked down up to $1,000 off. Premium Grasshopper and Kubota mowers now available at jaw-dropping discounts. So whether you're tackling acres or just a cozy backyard, we've got the perfect mower for you. Why wait? Visit Hall Brothers today and score big savings on your next lawn upgrade. Swing by Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery now and seize the savings before they're gone.
Tradition and family values are what shape who we are and what we do at Cooper Farms.
Seeing how proud the owners were of getting involved with the company, not just the third and the fourth generation, but even meeting some of the fifth generation, their involvement in the company is very spectacular.
The owners are available. They're just around. You see them. It's a small company feel in a big global company.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hi, this is Amanda Seegers with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risks of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside the fort. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 419-375-4181.
Now, what a terrific start for Fort Recovery. In that first period, Kayla Heitkamp had a kill. Bren Willman had a kill. Carly Niekamp had three kills. Kennedy Mollenkamp with a kill. Cameron Mollenkamp ended up with five kills in the set. And Bridget Homan had two kills. Very good serving also for Fort Recovery. I honestly can't remember a single service error, although there were several tipped hits for several tipped serves that probably would have gone out of bounds had Minster let them alone. So Fort Recovery got kind of a break on those. There was about three or four of those. Minster will serve first here in the second set. And the serve is too long. Brooklyn Osterlo hits it out of bounds over the end line. Rob Weaver here. Eric Hatterley's our studio producer at the radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com has Brody Bargy and Neil Spencer running the controls here. Here's a hit by Minster, and they say it's out of bounds by Cadence Bergman. Give Fort Recovery a service point. 2-0. Kayla Heitkamp serving again. Good serve, but it's out of bounds. Had plenty of nice distance over, but it was a little bit out of bounds on the far side. So service error. There's a service error. Now here's Ava Stevie serving. Dug out, and the hit back by Carly Niekamp, and Minster can't play it. Give Carly another kill. Cameron Mollenkamp will go back to serve now. Lady Indians leading 3-1 after winning the first set, 25-8. Good serve. Here's the set for Minster. A hit blocked by Fort Recovery's Kennedy Mollenkamp. A smash blocked again. Back over to Fort Recovery. Kennedy's to Kayla Heitkamp, who will set for Kennedy Mollenkamp. And there's a block for Minster. Looks like that was Cadence Bergman. Got credit for the block. So side out Minster. We trade points back and forth here in the early going. Carrie Heckman will serve now for the Lady Wildcats. Carrie serves a good one. Kennedy's to Kayla Heitkamp. Well, she dug it out, but it went too far forward, and Kayla couldn't play it, and it went under the net. So service point for Carrie Heckman. She'll serve again. Kennedy Mollenkamp to Kayla Heitkamp. A smash by Homan, and she got the kill right down the line. And once again, Minster fails to get 2 points in a row here. That's the third kill for Bridget Homan now. Kennedy's goes back to serve. And the jump serve is just barely out of bounds on the far sideline. Service error. So a couple of service errors in a row here for Fort Recovery. Now coming in to serve for Minster is Lauren Tyler. The Lady Wildcats of Minster, Ohio. Minster's always got a really great program. Here's a serve. Too long. Service error. Back goes Bridget Holman to serve now for the Lady Indians, 5-4. And Bridget's serve is a good one. Dug out. Free balling it over is Minster, and they got the kill. Madison Williams hit that in the right spot where Fort Recovery couldn't play it. And it's a point for Minster, and back to serve now is Brooklyn Oster. Correction, it's Kirsten Williams. Kirsten Williams back to serve now. Good serve by Kirsten. Kennedy Mollenkamp to Heitkamp. Bryn Willman hits it over. Battle at the net. Back to Minster. They're having trouble, and they can't play it, I don't think. Nope. Point for Recovery. 6-5. Lady Indians lead by one. Kennedy Mollenkamp back to serve now for the Lady Indians. Good serve by Kennedy. Dug out by Madison Williams. Here's a smash back by Minster, and it's a kill for Anna Cooney. Anna Cooney picks up the kill. She's had a lot of assists. Well, a few assists tonight. They haven't scored a lot of points, but she's had some assists tonight. Here's the serve now for Madison Williams. Good serve. Fort Recovery's in trouble, and they can't play it. Give them an ace. Ace serve for Madison Williams. Now Minster has taken the lead, 7-6. I think this might be the first time in the match that they've actually led. Next serve is a good one. Kennedy's on the dig. Hala Heitkamp will set for Cameron Mollenkamp from the outside hitting position. And Cameron hits it through the Minster block. That's kill number 6 now for Cameron Mollenkamp tonight. And Bryn Willman will go back to serve for the Lady Indians. That conference matchup here, Fort Recovery, Minster. Good serve. Minster free balls it over. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Carly Niekamp, and she got the kill. Carly with kill number 5 on the night. Bryn Willman picks up the service points. And she will serve again. 8-7, Lady Indians take a 1-point lead. Here's a good serve. There's a smash by Minster. Kennedy Mollenkamp to Carly Niekamp, who hits it over. Minster back over. It's Cooney, and she hit it out of bounds. Anna Cooney hits it out of bounds. Makes it 9-7, another service point for Bryn Willman. Bryn's serve is good again. Cooney will pass to the net. Here's a hit over and a kill for Minster. Elise Lamb picks up her second kill of the night. That makes it now 9-8. Fort Recovery leads by 1, but side out Minster. Coming in to serve for the Lady Wildcats is Brooklyn Osterlo. Osterloh's serve to Kennedy Mollenkamp to Heitkamp. Heitkamp sets for Cameron Mollenkamp. Hits it through the block and gets the kill. Now going back to serve is Kayla Heitkamp. Had to chase down the volleyball there. 10-8, Lady Indians leading by 2. They won the first set, 25-8. And that serve is in for an ace. Minster let it go, and it dropped in. Second ace of the night for Kayla. It's now 11-8, Fort Recovery by 3. And Kayla Heitkamp serves again. Another good serve dug out by Stevie. Here's the set. Back over to Fort Recovery. Kennedy's will dig it to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Deep hit over. Here's the hit by Minster, and Fort Recovery can't play it. Give the kill there to Cadence Bergman. Hitting from the outside spot on the right. Makes it 11-9 now, and Stevie goes back to serve. Ava Stevie, good serve. Dug out nicely by Kennedy's. Here is Carly Niekamp tipping it over. Smash back to Fort Recovery. Played by Dews. There is Niekamp to Cameron Mullenkamp. Minster now hits it over on the second hit and got the kill. ...11-10 now. Service point there for Ava Stevie. Stevie will serve again. Dug out by Kennedy Mullenkamp. Smashed by Carly Niekamp, and she gets the kill. Carly Niekamp with kill number 6 on the night. Now Cameron Mullenkamp goes back to serve. Indians on top by 2. 12-10 here. The second set, a very good competitive set. Fort Recovery leading by 2, 12-10. Here's the hit back over, and it's a kill for Minster's Carrie Heckman. That's her actually her first kill of the night. Now going back to serve is Carrie. Carrie's a senior on this Lady Wildcat volleyball team. Good serve dug out by Cameron Mullenkamp, but she can't get it where she wants it to go, and it's an ace serve. Carrie Heckman with an ace. That makes it 12-12. We are all tied up. Carrie Heckman serving once again for Minster. Dug out by Kenna Dews to Kayla Heitkamp, who was set for Carly Niekamp. And from the middle hitting position, Carly blasted over for a kill. Kenna Dews picks up the service point. She'll serve again. Good serve, ace serve. That is her fourth ace of the night. Four ace serves for Kenna Dews. Fort Recovery had quite a few service errors last night. Tonight they've cleaned that up. Not too many. Kennedy's on the serve. Here's the dig by Cadence Bergman. Here's the set, and they can't get it to the hitter as Brooklyn Osterloh couldn't get it to where she wanted it to go. She wanted to get it over to Madison Williams, but couldn't do so. So service point for Kennedy's. She serves again. Here's the dig and the smash. And it's hit out of bounds by Bryn Woolman. She was waiting for that one, but just hit it too hard. Cadence Bergman back to serve now for Minster. Fort Recovery leads 15-13. Good serve. Kennedy's digs it out. Heitkamp saves it, but not enough for Cameron Mullenkamp. She couldn't get the free ball over, and so it's a service point for Cadence Bergman. She will serve again. Dug out by Kenna Dews. Smashed by Bryn Woolman. Kayla Heitkamp got the assist. Bryn Woolman with the kill. 16-14 now. Lady Indians by 2. Minster, though, hanging in there. Bridget Holman will go back to serve now. Travis Guggenbiller, the head coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. He's done a really nice job with this program. Serve is an ace serve for Bridget Holman. Chelsea McGee is the head coach of the Minster Lady Wildcats, and Coach McGee calls timeout. Fort Recovery leading 17-14 here in the second set after the Lady Indians have already won the first set. We'll be back in just a moment.
The St. Henry Bank is a fifth-generation family-owned company, and we take pride in serving our local communities when it comes to all of your banking needs with all types of checking accounts and savings accounts, IRAs, home loans, commercial loans, farm loans, student loans, and more. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com for all of your online banking needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, Lady Indians leading 17-14 in the second set. They won the first set 25-8, just dominating Minster in the first set. This set has been different, though. Very competitive set here, both teams back and forth. Fort Recovery's led most of the way here in this set. Bridget Holman will serve again here after the timeout. Good serve. Stevie. Up front it goes. There's the hit back over. Fort Recovery's Kennedy's two hands it over. Here's the set and the smash and a block and a kill for Minster. Kirsten Williams picks up the kill. So back to serve is Kirsten Williams. It's now 17-15. Fort Recovery by two, and there's an ace serve. Nobody played it. Kirsten Williams with an ace serve. That's her first ace of the night. It's now 17-16. 1 point difference. Fort Recovery with the narrow lead here. Here comes Kirsten Williams again. This time it's too long. Out of bounds, service error. And Fort Recovery hangs on to the lead, leading by two, 18-16, and going back to serve is Kennedy Mollenkamp. Here comes Mollenkamp's serve. It's a good one. Dug out by Stevie. Here's the set and the hit back over, and it's a kill. Elise Lamb picks up the kill. I believe it was Lauren Tyler who had the assist there. Now serving is Madison Williams. Good serve. Minster with the serve. And Kennedy Mollenkamp smashes it over, but Minster plays it. Hit back to Fort Recovery. And here is Cameron Mollenkamp blocked. Kayla Heitkamp hits it over on a shove. Here's the dig and the set. Back to Fort Recovery. Bridget Holman. Cross court hit. Minster plays it. Back to Fort Recovery. Heitkamp will set for Cameron Mollenkamp. And Minster able to keep it alive. Free balling it over. Bridget Holman back to Minster. And there's a kill. I believe that was Elise Lamb with the kill. Her fourth of the night. If that's the case, Madison Williams will serve. Again, good serve. It's tied at 18-18, by the way. Here's Bryn Willman hitting it back to Minster. Here's the set for the Lady Wildcats. They hit it over. Kennedy Mollenkamp passing to Kayla Heitkamp. Two sets for Cameron Mollenkamp, and Cameron Mollenkamp gets the kill. And that gives side out to Fort Recovery and gives the Lady Indians the lead back at 19-18. Boy, at this point here, every point is crucial. Bryn Willman back to serve now for the Lady Indians. Good serve. Dug out by Minster. The set and the smash over. And hitting it out of bounds was Elise Lamb, and Fort Recovery picks up the point. That was a big one. 20-18 now. 2-point lead for Fort Recovery. Bryn Willman serves again. Good serve. Hit back to Fort Recovery. Willman plays it. Heitkamp will set. Here is Carly Niekamp hitting it over. Here's the set by Minster. Back to Fort Recovery. Heitkamp to Cameron Mollenkamp. And they're going to say Minster was in the net. Point Fort Recovery. Boy, that was a big one. Makes it 21-18 now. Lady Indians on top by three. Bryn Willman will serve again. Another good serve. Ace. That went off the fist of Anna Cooney. And it's an ace serve for Bryn Willman. And Minster calls another timeout. Fort Recovery 22 and Minster 18 here in the second set. Indians already on top here. One set to none. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Kaut Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. From IV antibiotics and pain medications, chemotherapy, and total parenteral nutrition, our Kaut Pharmacy IV pharmacist will work with you and your medical team to develop a personalized care plan based on your needs. Choose your home for your IV treatment and request Kaut Pharmacy IV to provide your sterile infusion medications. Call Kaut Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 419-375-2323, extension 4. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
We're at the Portside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Thursday will be at Tough Coldwater. The last time I knew, they were undefeated. I don't know if they still are or not, but everybody tells me they're the team to beat in the conference. despite the fact that St. Henry and New Bremen are having nice years. Coldwater appears to be the ones this year. Bryn Willman now serving. 4-point lead for the Lady Indians. Good serve. Here's the dig, the set, and the hit back over, and Fort Recovery can't play it. Give a kill to Carrie Heckman. That breaks the Fort Recovery service. Makes it now 22-19, and Minster needs to run a couple of points here. Two or three would be good for them, maybe even four. Going back to serve is Brooklyn Osterlo. Osterloh's serve is a let serve, and Fort Recovery able to play it. Kennedy Mullenkamp, though, hits it into the net on the third hit, and a point for Minster. Osterloh picks up a service point. She'll serve again. Now timeout for Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery leads by two, 22-20, but the lead is shrinking. Minster still has the serve. We'll be back.
Rev up your lawn care game with incredible deals at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Whether you're tackling a jungle of grass or just need an upgrade, we've got you covered. From Toro, Grasshopper, Cub Cadet, and Kubota, we have a wide selection of new and used mowers for sale. And with our unbeatable prices, there's never been a better time to buy. Don't miss out. Head to Hull Brothers today and mow your worries away. Hull Brothers, where quality meets affordability.
Just down the street here from the Fortside Fieldhouse, Hall Brothers Incorporated, your Case IH and Kubota dealer. Here we go. Minster still serving, trailing by two. Good serve. Bridget Holman to the net. And Kayla Heitkamp sets for Cameron Mullenkamp. Hits it over. Minster plays it. And a block by, I believe it was a block by Fort Recovery's Carly Niekamp. Point Fort Recovery, 23-20. Kayla Heitkamp on the serve. Let's see if she can't serve out this set. Good serve there. Back to Fort Recovery. Kayla Heitkamp on the set to Bridget Holman. Holman hits it through the Minster block. Here's the set for Minster. And they hit back to Fort Recovery. Now Holman back over to Minster, and it went off the hands of Ava Stevie and out of bounds. It's now 24-20. Here is your set points from Kayla Heitkamp. Good serve. Hit back to Fort Recovery. Mullenkamp to Heitkamp. Heitkamp two hands it over. Here is the set for Minster, and they're going to call Fort Recovery in the net. Ooh, crucial mistake there by the Lady Indians. Back to serve now, Stevie. Ava Stevie for the Lady Wildcats, the libero. Good serve on a let serve. Kayla Heitkamp sets for Cameron Mullenkamp. And there is the kill, and there is the set. 25-21. Fort Recovery wins set number two. One more to go, and this match is over. Fort Recovery wins the first set, 25-8. The second set, 25-21. We'll be back in just a moment.
Job opportunities are everywhere you look today. Yet not everyone will provide you with the training and tools you need to grow both personally and professionally. At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success. Come see what opportunities await you at Cooper Farms. Apply online today at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms. More than a workplace.
Your home is your castle, but do you have a round table of knights to constantly guard your castle? Hi, I'm Eric Brackman with Fort Recovery Insurance with an even better solution. Let's put together a policy with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, and we can provide you with a Simply Safe security system for free. I think it's better than a moat to guard your castle and no digging required. Call me for details, and let's keep your castle protected. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The game is over, but this time, instead of asking how many goals did you score or what were your stats, try asking these questions. Were you a good teammate? Were you coachable? Did you give 100%? And did you have fun? Because those are the values that school sports instill in Ohio's young people, where winning and losing are secondary to the life lessons that will stay with kids long after their playing days are over. This is the Ohio High School Athletic Association. Educate through sports.
Once again, congratulations to the Fort Recovery boys golf team. They qualified for the district tournament, placing fourth in the sectional today at Shelby Oaks. Again, leading the way for Fort Recovery was Reese Lefevre with a 77 for the Indians, followed by Keegan Mollenkamp with an 80. 84 for Eli Leonards and 86 for Caleb Smith. And here's an ace serve to start the third set. Fort Recovery serving. Kayla Heitkamp with her third ace of the night. We're in the third set here. Fort Recovery wins this set. This match is over. Good serve again. Here's the dig. Now a hit by Stevie, and she hits it into the net. Pretty deep hit there for Ava Stevie, and she has a hitting error. And Fort Recovery's Kayla Heitkamp picks up another service point. Kayla will serve again, another good serve. Dug out by Minster. To set a very deep hit, and getting it over and getting the kill. That was Megan Smeezing, I believe, for Minster, who got the kill. Her first kill of the night. Back to serve is Brooklyn Osterlo. It's 2-1 for Recovery by one. Here's the tip over after the good serve by Cameron Mollenkamp. Back to Fort Recovery. Heitkamp will set for Carly Niekamp. She blasts it and hits it out of bounds. Hitting error for Carly. Give Brooklyn Osterlo a service point. That's her fourth service point of the night, by the way. And Osterlo, one of the seniors for the team, will serve again. An ace serve through the off the fingertips of Kenna Dews. So Osterlo with her first ace, and Minster has the lead here now, 3-2. That second set was very competitive, but Fort Recovery was able to hang on for the win. There's a good serve by Minster. Smash by Cameron Mollenkamp, and she got the kill. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10. 10 kills for Cameron tonight. She will serve. Good serve. Here's the dig by Minster at the net. Hit back over to Fort Recovery. Dews to Heitkamp. Heitkamp was set for Cameron Mollenkamp, and it is out of bounds. Over here on the near sideline. Back to serve now is Ava Stevie. Stevie, the libero for Minster. Good serve. Heitkamp was set for Carly Niekamp. Got the kill. Gets it right in the space in the middle where nobody can really get to it. And Carly Niekamp with another kill. For her, she has a total of 8 kills on the night. Here's the serve by Fort Recovery. Hit back over to the Lady Indians. Now Heitkamp on a two-hand shove gets a kill back to Minster. Kennedy's serving. She's had a good service night tonight. Not very many errors. Good serve there. Hit back, and it's out of bounds. Minster's Kirsten Williams hits it over the end line, giving Kennedy's another service point, and now Fort Recovery leads 6-4. Kennedy's serving again. Ace serve. That went off the fist of Carrie Heckman. That is her fifth ace serve of the night for Kennedy's. Serves again. This time it's dug out. Hit back by Minster to Fort Recovery, and Kennedy's will free ball it over. The Indians were in a little trouble there. Here's a smash and a miss hit by Minster into the net, and Fort Recovery picks up the point. It's now 8-4. Lady Indians have balled it out to a 4-point lead here. Kennedy's service is out of bounds. There's a service error for Kenna. And now going back to serve for the Minster Lady Wildcats is Carrie Heckman. She's a senior. She has one ace tonight so far. Good serve there. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Bren Wilman, who got the kill. Nice effort over there by Minster's Brooklyn Osterloh, but no way she could get to it. So here is Bridget Homan. Good serve by Bridget. Dug out by Stevie. The set and the hit and the kill. That was Kirsten Williams with the kill for Minster. Now back to serve is Cadence Bergman. Fort Recovery's in trouble. Free balling it over is Kayla, or is Kennedy's. Here's the set for Minster, a smash and a block. The block goes out of bounds. So kill for Minster. It makes it now 9-7. Minster back to within two. Another serve by Cadence Bergman. Good again. Heitkamp hits it over on the second hit. Here's Minster, a hit, and I think that was a miss hit in the net. Yeah, they're going to call a double hit on that. Point for Recovery. 10-7. Side out Lady Indians. Nevaeh Lennertz is going to report in for Fort Recovery for Kennedy Mollenkamp. And Mollenkamp will go out briefly, and Lennertz will serve. Nevaeh is usually a really good server, and there's a good serve there. Here's the set for Minster, the hit. Played by Homan to Kennedy's. Nevaeh Lennertz free balls it over. Here's the set for Minster, the deep hit. And a kill for Anna Cooney. Very deep hit there, but she got the kill. Kennedy Mollenkamp comes back in, and Nevaeh Lennertz will leave. It's now 10-8. Now serving is Kirsten Williams for Minster. Fort Recovery is in the lead. Ace serve off of the fist of Bridget Homan. Kirsten Williams gets her second ace serve of the night. It's now 10-9. Fort Recovery only leads by one. Here comes the serve. Homan to Bren Wilman eventually, and she hits it over. Heitkamp sets for Cameron Mollenkamp. Can't get the kill. Set for Minster. Back to Fort Recovery. Heitkamp sets for Bren Wilman, and she hits it out of bounds. Point for the Minster Lady Wildcats. Another service point for Kirsten Williams. It's now tied at 10-10 here in this third set. Minster has to win this to stay alive. Good serve there. Bren Wilman hits it back to Minster. Here's the set. And the hit back over by Cooney. Now Fort Recovery's Kayla Heitkamp hits it over. Minster back to Fort Recovery. Heitkamp sets for Cameron Mollenkamp. And she gets the smash for the kill. Cameron Mollenkamp with her 11th kill of the night. That makes it 11-10 now. You're listening to WPGW-FM in Portland, Indiana, 100.9 on your FM dial. Eric Catterley's our studio producer tonight. I'm Rob Weaver. And it's going to be maybe an ace serve. No, Minster saves it. Nice save there. Heitkamp to Carly Niekamp. And got the kill. Wasn't sure if that was in or out, but it was right just barely in. And Bryn Willman will go back to serve now, as Fort Recovery's taken a two-point lead, 12-10. Willman's serve is good. Dug out by Stevie. Here's the set and the pass to the net. And mishitting it is Cooney. Anna Cooney couldn't get the good angle on it. And it's 13-10 now. Willman will serve again with the Lady Indians leading by three. This one's been pretty close throughout. Good serve, dug out by Minster. Here's the set. Cooney tried to hit it over and hits it instead into the net. Point for recovery. 14-10 now, Lady Indians by four. Minster calls timeouts. We're in the third set. Fort Recovery leads 2-0.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Kaut Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacy. Do you feel like you're just not moving as well as you used to? At Kaut Pharmacy, our trained staff can help you choose from our wide selection of durable medical equipment. We have walkers, wheelchairs, lift chairs, commodes, home oxygen, CPAP systems, and more. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery at 1201 Commerce Street. Call us at 419-375-7007 or visit us online at KautPharmacy.com. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Kaut Pharmacy, they have their pharmacy in downtown Fort Recovery here. They have their handicap medical equipment location at the south edge of Fort Recovery in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. Again, Thursday will be at Tough Coldwater. So join us for the match there. Bryn Willman serving here for Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery 6-5 on the year. Minster is 5-7. Both teams 0-3 in the MAC. So somebody's going to go away happy tonight with a MAC win. Here's a smash by Carly Niekamp, and she gets the kill. Hits it through the Minster block. Another service point for Bryn Willman, and she goes back to serve again. Lady Indians leading by five now, 15-10. Good serve, dug out by Stevie. Here's the set and the smash, blocked by Niekamp. Back over to Fort Recovery. Holman to Heitkamp, who hits it over on the second hit. Here's a smash and a kill. Nope, she hit it out of bounds. Elise Lamb hit that one out of bounds for Minster, so another service point for Willman. Willman serving again. It's now 16-10. Fort Recovery by six. Here's Cooney over to Fort Recovery. Niekamp back over to Minster. Here's the set, the smash, and a block by Carly Niekamp. Carly Niekamp with her third block of the night. She's usually good for three or four on a night. It's now 17-10. Willman serves again. Dug out by Ansley Wolf of Minster. The hit is blocked. Back. Whoops. Going to call four hits on Minster. So point for recovery. Four hits on Minster there. Bryn Willman serving again. Another good serve. Here's the set. Cooney on the hit back over. Cameron Mullenkamp hits it through the Minster block, but Minster plays it. Back over to Fort Recovery. Holman to Heitkamp. Heitkamp sets for Niekamp. Niekamp can't get the kill. Here's Minster with a side hit from the outside hitting position. Heitkamp back to Minster. Here's a smash by Cooney. And Fort Recovery Minster can't get it over on three hits. So four hits called there on Minster. Another service point for Bryn Willman. 19-10. And there's an ace serve. 20-10. I think Bryn's run off, 8 or 9 points in a row here. Bryn Willman serving again. Another good serve. dug out by the back line. Here's the set and the hit, a block by Carly Niekamp. Battle at the net, and Cameron Mullenkamp gets the kill. Kill number 12 for her. Another service point for Bryn Willman. It's 21-10, and this set is pretty much over. Fort Recovery is going to win this match tonight. Bryn Willman serves. It's an ace serve. It's now 22-10. Timeout, Menster. Nope, they make a substitution. Substitution for Menster. Here's Bryn Willman. Another good serve. Ace serve. Second ace serve in a row. 23-10 now. Wow, what a run for Bryn Willman here. Good serve. Dug out by Menster to Fort Recovery. Heitkamp hits it back over to the Lady Wildcats, and they can't play it. And Heitkamp gets a kill. It's another service point for Bryn Willman. Here is your match points. Fort Recovery leading 24-10. Boy, the way this set started, I didn't think it was going to be like this. Bryn Willman, another good serve. Dug out by Stevie. Here's a smash. And finally, Menster breaks the Bryn Willman serve, as getting the kill was Elise Lamb. That is her fifth of the night. They finally break the Bryn Willman serve. Back to serve now is Madison Williams, 24-11. Good serve. Mullenkamp to Niekamp. There's Bridget Holman, hits it in the net. Point Menster. Madison Williams is serving here for the Lady Wildcats. 24-12 now. Good serve. Kennedy Mullenkamp to Heitkamp. Holman on a deep free ball hit. Back to Menster, the set. Here's the hit back over to Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mullenkamp to Heitkamp. Two sets for Cameron Mullenkamp. And she gets the kill. And that's it. 25-12, Fort Recovery wins the third set and wins the match tonight in convincing fashion over the Menster Lady Wildcats. 25-8, 25-21, and 25-12. We'll be back to wrap it up in just a moment here on Jay Country 101 right after this.
Attention all lawn enthusiasts. Get ready for some serious savings at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery. For a limited time only, we're slashing prices on all used mowers. That's right, every used mower is marked down with some incredible discounts of up to $1,000 off. Don't miss this chance to upgrade your lawn care arsenal without breaking the bank. Visit Hall Brothers today and take advantage of these amazing deals before they're gone. Hall Brothers, your destination for quality mowers at unbeatable prices.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond, our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
There are a lot of things you encounter running your farm that you just can't explain to someone in a New York City cubicle over the phone. Hi, I'm Gavin Tobe with Fort Recovery Insurance. I'm your neighbor, and a lot of what you encounter, I encounter too. I've worked with your neighbors to help solve their insurance problems both on and off the farm. You've got unique farming challenges, and I've got unique solutions. We are your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result
It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. There's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
What a nice night for the Fort Recovery volleyball team as they have a crushing win over Minster tonight, winning in three straight sets and winning fairly easily. Although a couple of the sets, it was close for a while, but Lady Indians breaking away at the end, especially in that last set. It was like 10-10, and then Fort Recovery went on an amazing run with Bryn Willman serving to win that last set 25-12. Again, they won the first set 25-8 and the second set 25-21. Statistics for the match tonight, unofficially, of course, as they always are. Kenna Dews had 13 service points and 5 aces for the Lady Indians tonight. Nice serving night for Kenna. Kayla Heitkamp ended up with 11 service points, 3 aces, and had 3 kills. Bryn Willman, 17 service points, mostly in that third set, had 4 aces and also 3 kills for Bryn. Carly Niekamp ended up with 10 kills and 1 block. Correction, 10 kills and 3 blocks. I want a shorter there. 10 kills and 3 blocks for Carly Niekamp. Kennedy Mullenkamp had 1 kill and 1 block. Cameron Mullenkamp with 13 kills, 2 service points, and 1 ace. Bridget Homan had 4 service points, including 2 aces. She also ended up with 4 kills on the evening for Bridget Homan. For Minster's Lady Wildcats, Cadence Bergman had 2 kills, a block, and 2 service points. Carrie Heckman had 2 kills, 2 service points, including an ace. A.B. Stevie had 1 service point. Anna Cooney had 2 kills. Elise Lamb ended up with 5 kills. Also, it was Kirsten Williams with 4 kills, 3 service points, including 2 aces. And Brooklyn Osterlo had 5 service points, 1 ace. And finally, it was Madison Williams with 1 kill, 3 service points, and 1 ace. Fort Recovery goes to 7-5 on the year with the victory. And finally, they pick up their first MAC win of the year, 1-3 in the MAC conference. Minster drops to 5-8 on the year, and they are now 0-4 in the MAC conference. Before the varsity, it was pretty much all Minster. Minster won the freshman match 2-0, and they won the JV match 27-25, 25-11 to win that 2-0. So Minster takes the freshman and JV matches tonight, but Fort Recovery wins the big one, the varsity match, 3-0. Thursday night will be at Coldwater. Join us for the matchup, the tough Coldwater Lady Cavaliers, perhaps the best team in the conference. We'll be there to bring you the action from Palace at Coldwater. So tune us in for the broadcast on Thursday night around 6:30 or so for the broadcast. For our fine sponsors, for our studio producers, Eric Catterly at the radio station, Brody Bargie and Neil Spencer for FortRecoveryRadio.com. I'm Rob Weaver saying good night, everybody.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.